Phil Vitale and I, restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune. Welcome back to the show, Phil.
Thank you.
We're talking about the demise of fax machines. And you don't need to use fax machines anymore. Steve, aren't you glad you asked? Because you because you can e-sign things, right?
Right.
And I said, yeah, you know, you don't need to fax your signature to people. You just click, click, click.
So anyway, Phil, what kind of food is around Wrigley Field?
The payoff is amazing. Just sit tight.
Thank you
just
for
sit
that,
tight.
Phil.
Okay.
So then I said, yeah, but you got to be careful with that e-sign because I was recently click, click, clicking through a thing and accidentally bought myself 3 years of a service I didn't want.
Oh, yeah.
And then Phil said,
congratulations, you now own a panda.
I said, it's kind of that.
It
you
is,
go,
one
holy
click.
Holy cow, one click. And I said, but I don't want a panda.
Right, one
and I go,
click.
No,
and,
you own a panda, yeah. Jack. We have a panda now.
Yeah, Ling Ling on his way, air freight.
Hey, Steve,
he
that was a pretty...
Brussels sprouts.
Hey, Steve, now you own a panda.
I got it.
Okay. Thanks for coming in, Phil.
Sure. That was actually a rejected idea that Oprah had. And
what's that?
Getting to sit quietly under the seats. These little baby pandas. So the whole you own a panda, now you have a panda, it did not test well.
I understand the pandas, and I'm glad we're talking about this now, are not nearly as friendly as they look. You know, everybody always look. Pandas are adorable. A panda will eat you. A panda does not want you to pet it.
No, probably, I'm sure not.
Thanks for coming in. Our guest has been Phil Vitale. And he's a pet expert and a restaurant critic for the Chicago Tribune. Let's do what you are writing about a little bit here. And this is a fundraiser for Mexico earthquake relief.
Yes.
Let's just. I want to do this, and there's some other things I want to talk to you about, but this is important.
Rick Bayless is helping raise funds for Mexico relief. There's something, some absurd, like $2 billion of estimated damage down in Mexico from that series of earthquakes last month. And he came up with a little cocktail called Fuerza Mexico. It's a Mexican force, force for good, I assume.
Yeah.
And it's a $12 cocktail made with mezcal and triple sec, and you buy one of those, and $5 goes directly to earthquake relief.
He's obviously got a connection to that part of the world, and so this makes great sense for him. Isn't it funny how the... So how do I get this? How do I do this? Do I just go to his restaurant at any time?
Right. You go to Frontera Grill, Topolo Bampo, or Leña Brava, and Fonda Frontera up north. And I think it's going on through the weekend, and then that's it.
Okay, so if you do want to do this sort of earthquake relief for Mexico, you want to swing by his place through Sunday, maybe, and ask for that $12 cocktail, of which $5 will go to Global Giving's Mexico Relief Fund.
Right. Or you go right to rickbayless.com, and there's a place to donate if you happen not to be drinking this weekend.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny how many... So, I mean, doesn't Mexico seem 20 minutes ago? I mean, because after Mexico, you had Houston, and after Houston, you had South Florida, and after South Florida, you had Puerto Rico, and after Puerto Rico, I don't know, you could put Nevada in there, or for that matter, California.
Right, wine country right now, going through horrible
wildfires. You must
know
people out there.
I do. My wife works out there. She's in the Bay Area, in the East Bay, and in the San Francisco, from her place in the East Bay, we can drive to Sonoma or Napa in about an hour, hour and 15, depending on traffic. The whole area works in smells of smoke, and it's an hour away by car, and it's everywhere. And people are using air filters in their homes and whatever because it's that pervasive.
My former producer Beth Swerk lives in Sausalito across the bay.
Oh,
and
right.
She said it smells like a campfire in my apartment, and it's getting to people now, and that's the people that are only bothered by the smoke. To say nothing of what is the death toll now? Steve just did the number on the death toll there, but it's rising by the day.
Right.
To say nothing of the damage. Poor Beth was just in tears. And in fact, she said, here's a GoFundMe page for people, because some people lost their trailer and some people lost their mansion. But what's lost on all of that is that it's not just wine country. It's a community. It's people. It's high schools. It's families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the city of Santa Rosa has been just devastated.
How about
and it's
that?
In the south end of Sonoma County. Yeah. And your friend lives in Marin County, which is just one county over.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And by the way, yesterday she said they are 0% contained, whatever that means. It doesn't sound good. I asked you, what with folks, you know, all flocking to Wrigley Field, not that they don't do that all year long anyway, but if you're lucky enough to get playoff or World Series tickets... You got some friends out there?
Nope. Somebody was just staring. I want to give them some encouragement. There they are.
Oh yeah, I am the most. Miss America does not wave as much as I do.
No, I nor have does she wave. Need to.
No, that's right. I need the friends
that's right.
that walk by our showcase studio. Okay. So I asked you to just give me some places, and I happen to live near Wrigley Field, so this will mm-hmm. help me. Where are some places you recommend? Because I got plenty of places to get a beer and a burger,
mm-hmm.
and some of those aren't even that good.
No.
Where are some places that a person, if they wanted to eat decently in Wrigleyville, could also go?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's tons, but close to the ballpark, one of my favorite low-key places, even on game days when everything's kind of nuts, is a restaurant called Wood, 3335 North Halsted. And that is just a creative American restaurant, has a great cocktail program. Not a place to go if you want a big TV and watch the game, because you can't do it there, but you can have a very civilized meal and very good drinks, and that's before or after the game. It's one of my favorite after ball game stops.
That's Wood, 3335 North mm-hmm. Halsted.
And just down the way from that is Yoshi's Cafe, 3257 North Halsted.
Right.
That's been around for, a long time. Yoshi unfortunately passed a few years ago, but his wife continues to run the place. It's an authentic French bistro with lots of Asian, primarily Japanese.
Well, didn't
accents.
You talk about that? Is that in your top 50? No,
not
there
currently.
Was
no.
I thought there was an oddly blended restaurant like that for its cuisine, like Japanese, Mexican, mm-hmm. or French, and something else. Okay, so that's Yoshi's Cafe on North Halsted.
Mm-hmm.
What else you like?
Let's see. A little bit further north, I like Tango Sur, which is a Argentine-type steak place on Southport Avenue, 3763. So
is that real expensive? Because some of those Brazilian steak places are crazy.
So, oh, yeah. It's not one of the all-you-can-eat and the gaucho guys dressed as gauchos. I hate my job. Kind of have to walk to your table and give you, here's the chicken wings, whatever we grilled back there. No, this is you order off a menu, and it's these are steaks. They're not typically the high end, you know, doorstop sized fillets mm-hmm. you get from other places. This is a little simpler and pretty affordable.
Tango Sur, mm-hmm. and that's 3763 North South. Well, the Southport's a fun street. You like South?
I do. I do.
So again, I'm kind of new in the neighborhood, and a lot of you all know about Southport, but I only recently discovered it in the last half year, and That's better than the end of Halsted that I happen to live on. So this is great. Okay, give me something else.
Let's see. I do like Mia Francesca is in its 25th year on Clark Street. 3311 North Clark Street. There's a Francesca on every suburban block, it seems. But this is ground zero. This is numero uno. This is where it's all started.
So they're all related? They're all the
yep.
same family or chain?
Yes. Yes.
How many Francescas are there?
More than 20. I think I've lost count.
Are you a fan of all of them? Are they consistently good?
It's amazing how consistent they are. I mean, it's at their level. It's very approachable. They keep the prices pretty reasonable, mostly because they stay away from the beef. You know, there's not a whole lot of veal this and veal that, but they're nice pastas, and there'll be, I think, maybe one veal dish or a lot of fish, and they're doing a good job. And the big success of the Mia Francesca, I don't want to call it a chain because they're all owned and operated by the same people, but the success is that Scott Harris manages to find on-site managers that can stay within his vision. That's a
big part of any business, isn't it? Where you can't be at all 20 stores. It could be this way with dry cleaners. The dry cleaner I go to is run by a gal named Courtney, and she's dynamite. And I just have so much respect for her in that place because of her management that I see when I walk in. It must be the same way with people like this.
It's like this. It's the same way in a very large restaurant. I mean, you might be a genius chef, but if you're doing 100 covers a night or more, you have to have a team behind you that is executing according to your standards, and you need to be able to get in someone's face if he's not executing according to those standards.
Yeah,
so
right.
there are management techniques that they teach you in culinary school. But so you can be a great chef yourself, but if you can't get your team to rise to your level, people are going to go, food's not that great because you can't cook everything.
It's funny, isn't it? That's I've thought about that because I've had a lot of conversations with restaurant critics, And we always come to this point where what's important is not just that you have a sense of the food, but you also have to have a sense of business.
Yeah.
And if you too often, if you have one but you don't have the other, then it's too bad
right.
for you because you will not be successful.
And if you've walked around, you'll see there's a whole lot of smart businessmen cranking out mediocre food that are doing very well, and a handful of geniuses who aren't great businessmen who are dying. Mm. So
Phil Vitale's in our studio, restaurant critic for the Chicago Tribune. And I asked him to come up with some places around Wrigley Field because that's on our mind these days. I'll ask you for a few more.
Sure.
Get your number two pencils ready
mm-hmm.
in a minute. Phil Vitale came into our studio again. It's nice talking to him, restaurant critic, Chicago Tribune, focused on Wrigley Field these days. He's given us some good ideas for places to have a better meal than a burger and a beer around Wrigley. He mentioned Wood on Halsted, Yoshi's Cafe on Halsted. He also likes Tango Sur on Southport and Mia Francesca. Yeah, Francesca's on North Clark. Give me one more or two.
One or two more. I'll point out Uncommon Ground, which is just north of the park.
I go by that all the time. Is that nice?
3800 North Clark, yes. It's with Uncommon Ground, you expect it's just going to be coffee, right?
Yeah.
It's a full-service restaurant, very clean food. They have an organic garden on their rooftop, not probably much. Much going on right now, but they grow a lot of their own organic ingredients, and so that's a really good one to look for. And they have live music occasionally. Last time I looked, at least, and so that one I definitely recommend. I would recommend HB Bistro, which is just a good, solid, straight up classic bistro on Halsted Street, 3404 North. That's also a good bet. And if you're actually right at the ballpark, in the park at Wrigley, one of the restaurants that opened up in there is Lucky Door by Matthias Merges. Lucky Door refers to a longtime groundskeeper at Wrigley Field. So Door is D-O-R-R.
That's his last name. Right.
And what they have is really good craft beers that they have had made especially from them by some of Chicago's best local breweries. So they have beers there that you can't get anywhere else.
Huh.
And they're made by really good brewers. And then some food that's just kind of fun plays on ballpark food. So it's probably more of a beer experience than a food experience.
You got to be in the ballpark for that?
You do not.
Ah.
You can go right off. You can go right off Waveland in the little alley leading to the park on Wrigley. But you can access the restaurant before you have to show your ticket to get into the park.
Oh yeah, you make the left turn off of Waveland when you walk into the park. Mm-hmm. That little green space they have
right.
there,
and
too.
And before you get to the green space,
it's right on the right-hand side.
Yes.
It is a cool venue because you can kind of sit outside, but you're inside.
Mm-hmm.
I love that spot. I've had some of the beer there.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was exclusive to them. What's some of the stuff I was drinking?
Right. Huh. Yeah, they do that. And that's the Matthias is one of the people that's going to be opening a restaurant inside the new hotel that's going up across the street.
You wrote about Chicago Mouse yesterday, right?
City Mouse.
City Mouse, yeah.
Yeah, it's in the Ace Hotel, which is in the Fulton Market District, which is the hottest place in the world. And everybody's going in there. And there's so much refined food up and down Fulton Market, but this place is much more casual. I don't know if you've had a chance to get into a restaurant called Giant in Logan Square, but the same team behind Giant were contacted to open something inside the Ace Hotel, which is a boutique hotel. And so they wanted something much more freewheeling, much more laid back, and that's what City Mouse is. They'll have some pastas in there, which they make by hand, and they have they'll have a fish or two, but it's all really low key, and the seasoning is pretty challenging. He'll mix together things you wouldn't expect. He takes a pork ragu, basically like pork meat stew, and he piles it all over on top of fried artichokes. I haven't had that yet. You can give me quite a few shots of guessing weird flavor combinations, and I might not have come up with that ever.
Yeah, no kidding. City Mouse. Yeah. Phil, thanks for coming in. It's nice to see you again. And by the way, just a quick note, Rick Bayless's places, if you want to make a contribution to the Mexico Earthquake Relief Fund, because they're still suffering from that, and he obviously has a connection to that part of the world, you can pick up one of those fancy cocktails he's made for them with a portion of the proceeds going to that relief, or you can go to rickbayless.com and help him out that way, too. Thanks for pointing that out.
Sure.